It's your gutter show. A gutter show that comes in a pivotal week for the Reds. By the time you hear this, I don't know what will have happened. It will be the other side of the Man City game. I think that's right, Andy Heaton. Is that right? Will this go out today or will this go out after the City game?
This is going out today, mate.
Oh, shit.
As soon as we finish this.
Because it would have been a different gutter show the other side of the City game, because if we get tonked somehow, I would have been calling for all sorts. But
yeah. No, this is going out literally as soon as we finish in this room. I'm going to go up, turn it around and...
I think we'll have the lowest listening figures of any gutter show ever. Why would I give a shite about transfers on the
day? One person instead of two?
Yeah, we might, yeah.
I'm only messing.
Is there any less than one? Paul Senior's with me, Dan Oster's with me, Mike Nevin's with me, and Andy Heaton, as you've heard. It's... We cannot lie here. Liverpool don't look like signing any major footballers this month, but...
Fucking hell, they've even convinced you.
As I said in the last one, Paul, I'm past caring. Liverpool are top of the league and I don't give a fuck. Transfers for me are important when we're not good enough. We are properly good enough at the moment, so there's no panics here. I mean, a player we've been linked with endlessly, I think we half of us kidded ourselves he's some sort of messiah, is a 20-year-old who scores a goal every 50 games called Christian Pulisic, who Mike Nevin's just signed for Chelsea in a pre-contract type deal.
Mike Nevin signed him for Chelsea.
He didn't
want him at Liverpool. He signed him for 57 million and he's been signed by Chelsea, now been loaned back. So that marks the end of that saga. Do you think, Mike, that if Klopp had wanted that player, he would be a Liverpool player in theory now? Or do you think Chelsea have pushed us aside?
I don't necessarily think that they've pushed us aside. It's pretty clear that Klopp had tracked him for a long time. And you know, the first links go back to, well, maybe 2-3 seasons. So
£11 million bid 3 years ago.
Yeah, which at the time sort of felt like a little bit of a sop. But at the time, I think basically the situation has just changed, and obviously the fact that that he was going to be out of contract, and it seems to have preempted Chelsea's move. But more than anything else, I think maybe just the influence that Shaqiri's had.